Stephen William Hawking was born on January 8, 1942, in Oxford, England, exactly 300 times after the death of Galileo Galilei. This emblematic coexistence would herald the extraordinary scientific path Hawking would take. He was the eldest of four children in a largely intellectual family. His father, Frank Hawking, was a medical experimenter specializing in tropical conditions, while his mama, Isabel, was one of the first women to attend Oxford in the 1930s. The family was eccentric, frequently eating refections in silence while reading books, and they valued education and curiosity above all. During World War II, Oxford was considered a safer position from bombing, which led Frank and Isabel to move there from London before Stephen's birth. Although the Hawkings lived modestly, their home was full of books, and youthful Stephen developed a seductiveness with how effects worked. He erected model airplanes and timepieces, showcasing his mechanical genius from a youthful age. Stephen was then seen as an exceptional pupil beforehand on. He was slow in learning to read and had messy handwriting, leading some preceptors to consider him below normal. Still, his natural curiosity and questioning spirit soon came apparent. At the age of 8, he moved with his family to St. Albans, where he attended St. Albans School. It was there that his interest in mathematics and wisdom truly bloomed, inspired by his mathematics schoolteacher and the world around him. Despite his early academic mediocrity, Stephen earned an education to Oxford University at just 17 times old. Though he wanted to study mathematics, Oxford didn't offer a degree in the subject at the time. So he chose drugs rather, a choice that would launch him into macrocosm, both directly and scientifically. Stephen Hawking arrived at University College, Oxford, in 1959, at the age of 17. Though youthful, he was eager and ready to immerse himself in the world of drugs. Still, the transition was not as smooth as anticipated. Stephen set up the coursework kindly, dull and frequently felt insulated socially. He was more interested in deep thinking and theoretical questions than routine trials or lectures. Despite these challenges, Stephen's brilliance shone through. He had an extraordinary capability to grasp complex fine generalities and abstract ideas. Indeed, if he occasionally plotted with the lower stimulating corridor of the class, his professors honored his eventuality, and he bettered in his final examinations, graduating with a first-class honors degree in drugs in 1962. During his time at Oxford, Stephen lived a modest life, frequently cycling around city and enjoying the occasional social event with fellow scholars. It was a constructive period where he developed his independent thinking and curiosity about the macrocosm. Around this time, Stephen began to witness the early symptoms of an enervating complaint that would change his life ever: amyotrophic side sclerosis, ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's complaint. The opinion originally came as a shock. Croakers gave him only a many times to live. Yet, Stephen refused to let this grim prognostic define him or his intentions. After Oxford, he moved to Cambridge University to pursue graduate studies in cosmology and theoretical drugs. This new chapter was where Stephen's passion for understanding the macrocosm and the laws of nature would take flight. Cambridge offered him access to brilliant minds and slice-edge exploration, setting the stage for his groundbreaking work on black holes and the origins of the macrocosm. When Stephen Hawking arrived at Cambridge University in 1962 to begin his doctoral exploration, he was filled with determination, despite the shadow of his recent ALS opinion. The complaint gradationally paralyzed him over the decades, but in these early times, the symptoms were mild. He endured occasional clumsiness and muscle weakness. Still, the prognostic was grim. Croakers estimated he'd only 2 to 3 times to live. Stephen's adaptability and focus were remarkable. He threw himself into his exploration, studying the Abcdarian questions about the nature of the macrocosm, including the Big Bang and black holes. Under the supervision of the famed physicist Dennis Iama, Stephen began exploring the arising propositions of cosmology, blending them out mechanics with general reciprocity. In 1965, Stephen completed his PhD thesis named Parcels of Expanding Worlds, which laid the route for his unborn groundbreaking discoveries. Despite his health enterprises, he maintained an active intellectual life, frequently engaging in deep conversations with peers and instructors. At the same time, his physical condition worsened steadily. By the late 1960s, he needed the use of a wheelchair and had difficulty speaking easily. His first marriage to Jane Wilde began in 1965, furnishing emotional support and fellowship during this grueling period. Jane came a pivotal pillar in his life, helping him navigate the adding difficulties caused by ALS. Despite these particular battles, Stephen's work was gaining recognition. His innovative ideas about curiosities, points in space, time where gravitational forces beget matter to have horizonless viscosity, challenge beating propositions, and open new paths in theoretical drugs. The seeds of his most notorious propositions were being planted. Stephen Hawking was getting a rising star, defying both physical limitations and the boundaries of mortal knowledge. In the early 1970s, Stephen Hawking made one of his most groundbreaking benefactions to wisdom his revolutionary work on black holes. Structured on the proposition of general reciprocity, Peddling studied the nature of these mysterious cosmic objects, regions of space where graveness is so strong that nothing, not indeed light, can escape. In 1971, Peddling proved the oddity theorem, along with Roger Penrose, demonstrating that the macrocosm must have begun as an oddity, a point of horizonless viscosity and zero volume. This work handed strong theoretical substantiation for the Big Bang proposition and established Peddling as a leading figure in cosmology. Still, his most astonishing discovery came in 1974 when he proposed that black holes are entirely black. Using principles from amount mechanics, Peddling showed that black holes can emit radiation, now famously known as Peddling radiation, due to amount goods near the event horizon. This discovery was revolutionary because it combined aspects of amount proposition, general reciprocity, and thermodynamics, fields preliminarily considered inharmonious. Peddling radiation suggested that black holes could sluggishly dematerialize and ultimately vanish, changing the way scientists understood the life cycle of these enigmatic objects. This sapience earned him Global Sun and marked a turning point in the study of black holes. Despite his growing fame, Stephen remained humble and devoted to exploration, frequently emphasizing that the hunt for knowledge was collaborative trouble. Meanwhile, his ALS continued to progress, confining him more to a wheelchair and taking backing for diurnal tasks. Yet, he persisted, driven by an inextinguishable curiosity about the macrocosm. During this period, Peddling began writing for a general followership, aiming to make complex scientific ideas accessible to the public. This bid would crown Times latterly in his corner book, A Detailed History of Time. In 1988, Stephen Hawking published A Detailed History of Time from the Big Bang to Black Holes, a book aimed at explaining complex cosmological generalities to the general public. The book broke down motifs like the origins of the macrocosm, black holes, and the nature of time itself, making slice, edge wisdom accessible and fascinating for millions. The book was a massive success, snappily getting a transnational bestseller. Despite the grueling subject matter, Hawking's clear jotting style and facetious humor helped compendiums grasp the profound mystifications of the macrocosm. A Detailed History of Time remained on the British Sunday Times bestseller list for further than four times and vended over 10 million clones worldwide. The book pelted Peddling to global fame, making him one of the most recognizable scientists of the 20th century. He appeared on TV shows, gave public lectures, and was constantly canvassed. Peddling's capability to communicate complex ideas with clarity and warmth inspired numerous people around the world. During this period, Hawking's physical condition continued to decline. In 1985, a severe respiratory infection forced him to suffer a tracheotomy, which left him unfit to speak naturally. He also began using a speech-generating device originally operated by hand, and latterly by impertinence muscle detector as his mobility came limited. This technology allowed him to continue tutoring, writing, and participating his ideas despite his physical limitations. Hawking's public persona was marked by his sharp wit and sense of humor, frequently joking about his complaint and life challenges. He came a symbol of adaptability and intellect, proving that the mortal mind can transcend physical walls. Following the success of A Detailed History of Time, Stephen Hawking continued his groundbreaking exploration, expanding his focus beyond black holes to broader questions about the macrocosm. One of his crucial interests was a hunt for a proposition of everything, a unified frame that would attune the two pillars of ultramodern drugs: general reciprocity, which explains graveness in large scale structures, and amount mechanics, which governs the bitsy patches. In the 1980s and 1990s, Pedling banded with other leading physicists, similar as James Hartle, developing models that applied amount mechanics to the entire macrocosm. Their Hartle-Pedling state proposed that the macrocosm had no morning or end in a classical sense, barring the need for oddity. This conception was radical and shifted perspectives on the origin of the macrocosm. Hawking also engaged in debates about the nature of black holes and information. The information incongruity questioned whether information swallowed by a black hole was lost ever or ever saved, challenging abecedarian principles of drugs. Pedling originally argued that information was lost, but latterly revised his position after ongoing conversations and new perceptivity, demonstrating his openness to evolving ideas. Despite his illness, Pedling remained laboriously involved in academia, holding prestigious position of Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge from 1979 to 2009, a president formerly held by Isaac Newton. He supervised scholars, harangued worldwide, and continued to push the boundaries of theoretical drugs. Alongside his scientific work, Hawking became a passionate advocate for wisdom education and public mindfulness, encouraging curiosity and critical thinking. He inspired not only scientists but also the general public to explore the mystifications of a macrocosm. While Stephen Hawking's professional life soared, his particular life endured both joy and difficulty. In 1965, he married Jane Wilde, a woman who would become his closest companion and caregiver through the early times of his battle with ALS. Together, they had three children: Robert, Lucy, and Timothy. Jane's support was pivotal during the progression of Stephen's complaint, helping him acclimatize to adding physical challenges. Still, the strain of caregiving and Stephen's demanding career put pressure on their relationship. In 1990, after 25 times of marriage, Stephen and Jane separated, ultimately decoupling in 1995. That same time, Stephen married his nanny, Elaine Mason, who had watched for him in his after times. This marriage, too, attracted public attention and contestation, and they disassociated in 2006. Throughout these particular UPS and Campo, Pedling remained a public figure, known not only for his intellect but also for his humor, wit, and capability to connect with people despite his disabilities. His appearances in popular culture, similar as Bijou's on Star Trek, The Next Generation, The Simpsons, and The Big Bang Theory, endeared him to a broad followership. Hawking also used his fame to advocate for disability rights and availability, demonstrating how technology could empower those with severe physical limitations. His life came a testament to perseverance and sanguinity. Despite the challenges, Pedling continued his exploration, lectures, and public engagements well into the 2000s, inspiring millions worldwide. In the 2000s, Stephen Hawking continued to push the borders of cosmology and theoretical drugs. He explored ideas about the multiverse, the possibility that our macrocosm is one of numerous, and the nature of time-trip black holes, and the abecedarian laws that govern actuality. Hawking's work decreasingly emphasized the interface between amount mechanics and graveness, seeking to understand how these forces interacted at the macrocosm's lowest scales. He was an advocate for the no-boundary offer, with James Hartle suggesting the macrocosm is finite, but without boundaries, challenging traditional views of the macrocosm. Beyond academic papers, Pedling remained a fat pen and speaker. He penned several popular wisdom books aimed at a broad followership, including The Universe in a Nutshell, 2001, and The Grand Design, 2010, co-written with physicist Leonard Mlodinow. These workshops continued his charge to make complex scientific generalities accessible and instigative. Stephen also engaged with new media, appearing in pictures and television shows, expanding wisdom communication to a global followership. His iconic voice, generated by his speech synthesizer, came synonymous with intelligence and alleviation. Despite advancing ALS, Hawking traveled considerably for lectures and conferences, using technical technology to communicate and control his wheelchair. His presence at scientific gatherings was an important symbol of determination and brilliance. Hawking also spoke intimately about the future of humanity, expressing enterprises about climate change, artificial intelligence, and the need to explore space to ensure survival. He prompted society to consider long-term scientific and ethical challenges. Stephen Hawking's benefactions to wisdom earned him multitudinous awards, honors, and prestigious enrollments throughout his life. In 1974, he was tagged a Fellow of the Royal Society, one of the loftiest recognitions for scientists in the United Kingdom. He entered the Copley Medal in 2006, awarded by the Royal Society for outstanding achievements in scientific exploration. In 2009, Hawking was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the loftiest mercenary award in the United States, by President Barack Obama. This accolade honored not only his scientific achievements, but also his influence as a public figure who inspired millions. Beyond formal awards, Pedling's heritage lives in the numerous physicists he guided, the scientific questions he raised, and the popular imagination he captured. His life story, marked by inconceivable intellect, humor, and courage in the face of ruinous complaint, resonates across the world. His name is now synonymous with genius, perseverance, and the hunt to understand the macrocosm. Institutions, exploration centers, and awards bear his name, icing his benefactions continue to impact unborn generations. Stephen Hawking's impact transcended wisdom. He showed humanity the power of stopgap, curiosity, and adaptability. In his after times, Stephen Hawking continued to inspire through his work, public appearances, and advocacy. Despite living with ALS for over 5 decades, far beyond the original prognostic, his physical condition precipitously worsened. He needed 24-hour care and reckoned entirely on his wheelchair and communication bias. Indeed so, Pedling remained intellectually vigorous, sharing in conferences, interviews, and public conversations. He used his platform to raise mindfulness about the significance of scientific exploration, space disquisition, and humanity's future. Stephen also participated in enterprises about artificial intelligence, climate change, and survival of the mortal species, prompting global cooperation to address these challenges. He supported for space colonization as a way to ensure humanity's long-term survival. In 2014, he published The Grand Design, which argued that the laws of drugs can explain the creation of the macrocosm without invoking a godly creator, sparking philosophical debates worldwide. Stephen Hawking passed away peacefully on March 14, 2018, at the age of 76, leaving behind an unequal heritage. His life and work continue to inspire scientists, scholars, and people of all backgrounds to explore, question, and phenomenon at the macrocosm. His story is a testament to mortal adaptability, intellectual curiosity, and the power of the mind to transcend physical limitations.